Welcome back to Day Zero. I'm Chris Matthew. We're back once again to rock out with our common sense out. Our hosts today are historian and host of Understanding Propaganda, Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Crazy week.
We got host of Inside the Cube, X Cube 420. X Cube, what's up, man? How you doing?
It's all good. All good.
Very good. Author and host of Macro Aggressions, Charlie Robinson. Charlie, what's up?
Got my pronoun mug ready to rock with my common sense. Rock out with my common sense out.
Charlie, I would have expected the Damon or Damon self on that thing.
Well, the day is not over yet. Saving that one
we
for later.
We got our guest host today is host of Expanding Reality Podcast, Brandon Thomas. Brandon, how you doing?
Every day above ground is a great day. Grateful to be here. Thank you, guys.
Of course. Welcome. The hosts of this show were given a mission from God to take back the power for the people and expose the reptilian overlords and their agendas and their fascination with butt stuff, or so I'm told. We've come to restore balance to the galaxy. Every week we share the happenings we find happening are disgusting, and we share them with you. Today, let us start with X Cube. X Cube, what you got for us, man?
Oh, Lord, I wasn't expecting to start with me first. Goodness. well, here's, we've got a whole list of stuff that we could go over. One of the things that has really been irritating me, and I don't know if y'all seen it with that, I can't think of the guy's name, but the rape that happened on the train. Okay, right here recently. And everybody stood there and pulled their phones out and started recording. And I'm like, okay, there's 20, 30, 40 people on this train. Everybody's just sitting here watching this guy assault her. It's obvious that this woman does not want to be physically touched by this guy, but everybody just stands around and watch. And that kind of signifies what has been happening over the past year and a half. There's a lot of people that just want to stand around and watch and just hope that somebody else does something about it instead of taking initiative. If one person took initiative, then other people would follow behind them. But what does everybody do? They grab their phones, they start recording. And this whole sexual assault thing across the board, and it's actually been amplified, especially on the transgender side, as we've seen from Loudoun County, when they tried to actually hide the rape of the young lady at the school. It's going to get more and more crazy out there. And this just showing me that a lot of people are on their own out there. Unfortunately, when it comes to the public, nobody's coming to help you. Nobody's coming to defend you. And it's disgusting seeing how there was that many people on that train that could have went and helped that young lady. But nobody did anything. Everybody grabbed their phone. They started recording. They wanted to go viral. But this is a serious situation. And I think back, I don't know if y'all seen the video with the Marine when the guys came into the store with the gun out. He had the gun pointed sideways. So the Marine automatically knew that this guy, I mean, he won't shit, but he knew something could go off. And so he immediately, took initiative. Well, you had that many people within a train and nobody took initiative. And that's why we're kind of in the position that we're all right now, as far as what's going on with the vax mandates, with children still being masked. And on top of that, with them talking about vaccinating children now, 5 to 11, when it's totally unnecessary. So I just wanted y'all thoughts on that about where we're going on that side and how
Actually,
kind of
I
like
just have
men,
a question. Yeah, uh-huh. Was most of the people on the train, were they, mostly younger folks, or was it a mix of folks or older folks? Because, I can see a lot of the younger generation doing that, but, I can't understand how people our age would just, sit back and let that happen. And again,
there was some younger people, but I don't know. I think the fall kind of started with the boomer generation, as far as, because the boomer generation would have talked to, let's be honest, the millennials, which technically I'm a millennial, most of us have cowered in fear anyway. And I've seen this multiple times over the past year. There was one up in New York City where a guy physically had took the girl's drawers down and was humping her. And folks were just sitting there watching it, walking by her. a myriad of folks in New York City. So this isn't the first time. So it's just kind of, I'm just seeing more and more folks like, well, you know, it ain't my problem. So, you know, she'll just have to deal, or he just have to deal with whatever comes their way. When there's a group of them that could, you know, that could stop this from happening. And like I said, this kind of echoes what we're going through right now, as far as people laying down for mandates and things of that nature. Now we're starting to have some people starting to push back, especially at airports, which is good. But overall, people have kind of just let go of the rope. And it's just like, well, as long as I'm good, it doesn't matter what happens to anybody else. And so I just want to hear thoughts on that.
I think it's pretty crazy. I mean, these guys don't even know if these chicks have COVID or not.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, did she vax that thing up?